So tell me, what sets this upcoming album apart from your previous releases?
Yeah, Gold City was a concept album, an idea about life in the city. And I was basing it around maybe more of a provincial city rather than New York or London. Maybe one of the cities that you might meet as you go on a tour as a musician. And it's also to do with leaving home, leaving your own domestic situation and being somewhere remote.
City life and those human connections can spark a lot of different emotions and stories. What's one track you're especially excited for people to hear?
I think the main title track, which is called Gold City, which there's two versions, there's an edit as well as a longer version, but the primarily go through the various sort of episodes of a person as they experience the alienation of walking through the city at night, where there's people and there's things going on. There's also loneliness and a feeling of being remote from the actual life of the city. So it's being on the outside of a busy place and observing it, and also feeling that you are somehow distinct from the operation of the city as well. And the story is quite in depth in the sense that there's a little bit at the middle which will, to the listener, explain a lot about the fact that why the person is in the situation and has left their home, left their partner, and there's some sort of domestic situation going on in the background. So there's a story there which I think will draw the person in to whatever the musician or the person who is in this the life of the city is experiencing.
That definitely sets such a moody and evocative scene. I love that idea, sort of this lone musician drifting through a less explored cityscape, kind of busking and searching for those human connections under the night sky. It's got a bit of an atmospheric vibe. So I'm curious, are you drawing from your own experiences, wandering around new places, or is this more of a fictional story you're weaving?
That is a good question. I think it's probably more fictional in the sense that I have sometimes a feeling that I do like to wander cities at night. I do like to be on my own sometime and observe something which city life and people going to work or driving home from work, sitting at restaurants and looking through the windows and observing this domestic life going on behind the doors or behind the windows. And I feel that that's quite illuminating from a songwriter point of view, because you are right in the midst of the life of cities, but particularly at night time, you're not really part of it. You get more of a feeling of being remote from the life of that city.
Absolutely. I get what you mean. It's like the city can be a companion and an enigma all at once, right? You're surrounded by people, but at the same time, you can feel like you're in your own little bubble, just vibing with the city's rhythm. It's really a fascinating dynamic. So are you thinking of channeling that feeling into your music or just exploring it more as a theme in general?
I do channel it into the music, sometimes not deliberately, just the way it comes. And sometimes it does incorporate itself into songs I've had from way back, some years back, or perhaps a new material. But I do like to try to tell a story or to set the material in the context, in the song, in the context of a physical place. And that's why I use sound effects quite a lot at the beginning or the end or sometimes the middle of material, which does help to set the scene for the song and maybe highlight the lyrics in some shape as well. So yeah, I have another couple of songs that have done that. One, for example, is called In the Heart of LA, which is set in the heart of LA. Not that there is a heart, it's the idea of the song is it's part of the alienation that somebody feels when they're trying to find the centre of a city.
Idea of being an observer on the fringe. It's like the city's got this flashy exterior, but you're seeing through it to the person who's kind of standing a little outside their spotlight. It definitely makes for a really compelling theme. So how do you think you're going to weave that into your next song?
Well, I've been looking at, for example, the story that I told in the song When Two Worlds Collide. It's quite an interesting one because it's a true story. And it was when I was visiting Calcutta as part of a work project, and I was driving down the road in the back of a taxi, an air-conditioned taxi, and I looked out the window, and on the pavement, on the sidewalk, there were some roadworks, and there was a group of workers there working away in the midday heat, because it was about 40 degrees, and I was in the air-conditioned taxi, and observed in that little group of workmen a lady, no more than 25 years old, dressed in a green sari, and her sari was perfectly clean, perfectly neat, and she was helping the workmen with some moving some materials, and she was walking down the wooden steps into the hole where they're trying to dig a maintenance on, and I noticed that she was part of the work team, and I thought remarkable how she was able to do that and still maintain her dignity and her dress. So I managed to incorporate that in the song. But one of the interesting things is when I returned back to the hotel, there was a nightclub event on in the disco, and this is packed full of high society Indian youngsters having a great time. And the juxtaposition of those two was quite remarkable.
That's an incredibly vivid image and a really powerful contrast you've drawn there. Just imagining you in that cool taxi and her out there, you know, working in the heat with just such a different set of circumstances.
Yeah, a lucky break in a sense, because it gave me the whole idea of the song, as a sort of commentary about the fact there's so much wealth, but also so much poverty. And this person was working away trying to, as I said in the song, trying to make enough to feed her children, and with so much dignity. And at the same time, I could then just revert back to my hotel with air conditioning and a wash and a bath and everything else. And then observe at the nighttime disco these youngsters who are arriving in the cavalcade of cars and Rolls Royces and Mercedes, getting out dressed to the nines with their high heels and having a great time in the dance hall, really throwing everything around, and as part of a different sort of life. And it's the extremes, it was to me highlighted by that particular day in the afternoon, seeing the lady who was struggling to survive and sweating to survive, and at nighttime the youngsters who had so much money, they were just enjoying themselves as you should, and I was in the middle, I was watching this and observing it. So it, to me, became a real the juxtaposition provided the whole concept of that song of Two Worlds Collide. And I think that the Indian themes that we bring out in music really does serve to highlight that as well.
Absolutely. And that's such a stark and vivid juxtaposition. You've really got this fascinating narrative contrast there, and you've turned it into a cool theme for a song. It's like you're capturing two different worlds that coexist in the same city, yeah, hardly ever collide. So I think that blending those two scenes into one song is going to be really powerful. How did you end up structuring the final piece?
Till our two worlds collide.
As I said, it really was two songs almost put together, created by just the you might call the flow of the narrative, so that they what was driving it was really just how a song works, which there's a verse and chorus and middle eight or whatever, but also the music, the actual instruments that were used to give it a feeling of that, of place and sense of time about the place. So it's a very simple song, but it's actually got a more synthesizers and other sort of modern type of drive to it. So it became really part of its own story, and the saxophone on top. So this, again, the juxtaposition of Western music put over the top of the Eastern idioms that were used in terms of instrumentation as well.
That sounds like an incredible fusion, and I love how you've woven those Indian musical elements into the mix. It's like you're not just telling the story, you're also letting the music tell it. So you've got this pop song that kind of sneaks in this deeper reflection on the two worlds colliding. It's such a cool way to do it. So are you thinking about performing it live anywhere soon?
I think it would be a good idea to do that. It's a question of just how and where and when. It is in the plans to take three or four of these tracks and then to make some sort of a synthesis for a live show, which will probably involve backing tracks as well as perhaps a saxophone player as well. So yes.
Absolutely, that makes perfect sense. And it sounds like you're gearing up for something really special. I mean, getting everything lined up to make those tracks shine live is a whole adventure on its own, right? Bringing in a sax player is definitely going to give it that extra layer of vibe. I'm excited for you, honestly. So when you do get that lined up, are you thinking of a local venue or maybe something a bit more virtual to start off with?
I think virtual to start with to really rehearse the idea, as well as a couple of local venues as well, in the UK particularly. And also open to suggestions from, you might call, fans and other people who would like to contribute ideas and venues for the future. So yeah, I'm open to ideas on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that hybrid approach is really smart. It gives you that flexibility to share your music with a wider audience and really find your footing. It's like you can test the waters locally and then expand out in the digital realm. So that sounds like a great plan. Let me know how it goes.
I certainly will do. It's all to play for, in the sense that there's a lot of material, a lot of effort required to put the material on to, shall we say, a stage, as well as rehearse it and to try it going from the recording studios to the stage with it. But that plus some video work that's going on in terms of creating a visualization of some of these concepts are my next plans for 2026.
It's awesome that you've got it already on Spotify and even pressed on vinyl and CD. That's just a whole different level of cool. And hey, when you've got it live on the Elastic stage, it's going to be incredible to share that experience. So yeah, just keep me posted and we'll see where it goes from there.
Certainly will do. And many thanks for the opportunity to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Speak to you soon. I'm looking forward to hearing all those tracks and seeing how everything unfolds with your performances. So take care and we'll chat again, dude.
Okay, many thanks. Goodbye.
You're very welcome. Goodbye for now and have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll chat soon.
Out in the streets, the radio plays our favorite song from yesterday. Now those summer days are gone. It's just memory lingers on. Sometimes it's hard to understand what it takes to be a man. It's disillusion when you go. Your face when I look away. etched in my face the countless tears. But I'll get over.